On Capitol Hill, there's a scramble underway to revise and refine a landmark bill proposed by the White House, the bill to create the new Department of Homeland Security. Lawmakers are holding 18 separate hearings this week on the initiative, which has broad support from both Republicans and Democrats. But today, as NPR's David Wellner reports, several senators expressed a more skeptical view.
At the same time that Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge was defending the administration's proposed department over at a House hearing, California Democrat Dianne Feinstein was raising red flags on the Senate panel she chairs.
I think it's so easy to let a proposal slip by because of the prestige of the president and the fact that we all want to be together without really taking the kind of look at it that we need to look and letting time settles some of these things down a bit.
Feinstein was clearly concerned about the we've got to do it outlook of many senators, including Alabama Republican Jeff Sessions.
American people want to see us do something. The president has boldly proposed a program to make some change. If we all work together, I believe we can make it work.
But several outside experts argued against legislating in haste. Former Republican National Committee Chairman Jim Gilmore, who was part of a blue ribbon panel that assessed the nation's fitness for weathering terrorist attacks, questioned bringing together 22 federal agencies into one new department.
This may not be the best model at this point in time. It may be that the states and the locals must participate, and in local responders, it must be remembers, are not helping the feds out. They are taking on the frontline responsibility in this war of terrorism. They are helping out the feds. It is not the feds that are necessarily helping out the locals.
And David Walker, who heads the General Accounting Office, Congress's investigative arm, challenged White House assertions that the new agency would not require greater government expenditures. Former Republican Senator Warren Rudman, who years ago pointed out the need for a Homeland Security Department, said there's another reason besides costs to avoid creating a bloated new bureaucracy.
I think this is going to be lean.
Exactly.
And tough. I think if you have too many layers of accountability, you end up with no accountability.
Rudman said the president's proposed department has way too many assistant secretaries and undersecretaries, and Paul Light of the Brookings Institution questioned how those officials would be given their jobs.
There are 10 assistant secretaries, for example, that are appointed by the president and serve at the pleasure of the president, and I do not believe the Senate can allow that particular waiver to stand. That would be the first time we've appointed assistant secretaries in American history without Senate confirmation.
Light also maintained that while the White House estimates the new department will have 170,000 employees, the real number would likely be closer to 210,000 when the Transportation Security Agency is fully staffed. Another Brookings scholar, Ivo Dalder, pointed out that the 22 federal agencies going into the new department are only a fraction of the 100 agencies that actually deal with homeland security issues.
And it is wrong to believe that the only way you can get them to work together is by putting them in a single building with a new seal on it. Coordination is the name of the game, a single national strategy that sets out the clear priorities.
Dalder said Homeland Security Director Ridge has yet to lay out that strategy, which has been promised since last year. Without such a strategy, Senator Feinstein said there's good reason to slow down the rush to create a new agency.
I, for one, am becoming increasingly convinced that we should have at least one alternative proposal, which is smaller, which is more discreet, which is more concentrated, which is doable quickly.
Tomorrow, it's Tom Ridge's turn to appear before the Judiciary Committee. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can hear any story from today's show or previous shows on our website, npr.org. Just click on Archives. This is NPR.